Today I'm going to be talking about somebody who, if he's fortunate, might be making that trip to Brazil come next summer. And the question I'm asking is, what does it mean to be English? This is a question often pondered with many answers, some quite contradictory. Jack Wilshere, midfielder for, ironically, that most cosmopolitan of English clubs, and I have to point out one that I do support, perhaps accidentally presented one viewpoint the other day. And his isn't a lonely position. When Brazilian midfielder Deco was selected to play for Portugal, Luis Figo had a similar opinion. When Bertie Vaux was haplessly in charge of Scotland, he was considering several non-Scottish players then playing in the SPL and eligible for British citizenship. This possibility met with disapproval of Christian Daly, who is quoted as saying, quote, "I don't care if they call in Zinedine Zidane. I would rather lose with a team of Scots than win with a team of foreigners." And lose he did. On one level, this is an understandable sentiment. However, it opens up the question regarding the fundamental nature of identity. Two of the past four managers of the English national team weren't English. If there's a distinctly English cultural approach to football, as Wilshere strongly suggested, shouldn't one who understands that culture on a genetic level manage the side? Had Ryan Giggs played for England, would the English and Wilshere have cheered him on to victory if England somehow managed to win Euro 1996? Then there's the United States side. We quite wisely have a liberal policy on eligibility. All you need to be is an American citizen. You could be born in Mexico, Germany, wherever. And this is an approach embraced by the players. Furthermore, our national team manager once played for Spurs, and yet we still embraced and celebrated his appointment. My 7-year-old daughter, who lives here in Devon, is quite proud of being half English and half American. Should she ever show an interest in playing football competitively and possess both the incredible levels of talent, skill, and drive required to qualify for an international side, does she follow Wilshere's preference for brave, hard tacklers who are characters off the pitch and play for England, or will she follow her father's sage advice to play for the United States because, well, winning things like World Cups and Olympics do matter?